gladness have no end, for to earth did Christ descend. On this day God gave us Christ his Son to save us. Christ his Son to save us. The lyrics of the first stanza of the Bohemian Carol just read captures the true essence of Christmas joy. On this fourth day of the 12 days of Christmas, we continue to lift up our song of Christmas joy here at Trinity and with fellow Christians around the globe. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. As we sing in joy to the world, the Lord is come. The Lord was first made manifest in that manger in Bethlehem. On the eighth day, he was circumcised. His name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. December 28th is also the day we commemorate the Holy Innocents. We remember the baby boys killed by the wicked King Herod in Bethlehem. These were the first martyrs who in their infancy gave their lives for the Lord Jesus Christ. The babe Jesus would later give his life on the cross for these babies who died on behalf of him. And in today's gospel reading, we learn how God's salvation plan for his people is well underway. While it would be fully accomplished some 33 years later in Jerusalem, here we see our named Lord and Savior presented at the temple, fulfilling the law of Moses. And as Arthur Just put it in the Concordia commentary for Luke's gospel, Jesus begins his mission of fulfillment on the eighth day, the first day of the new week of God's new creation, which will also be the day of his resurrection. His obedience to the law involves the shedding of his blood for the first time. Included in Simeon's statement in today's gospel is a surprising one for some. This child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel. While God's salvation plan is there, will the Jewish people believe it? While we know that some of the Jewish people believe that Jesus was the Savior, as the apostles and the first Christians were from the Jewish nation, not everyone believed him. I saw a meme on the internet recently that said, "You should be more like Christ. People will like you better." The answer, while a bit trite, hit home an important point. They crucified Jesus. Not everyone is going to receive the message of Jesus well. And Jesus warned us of this fact. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. As recorded later in the Lucan gospel account, Jesus gave a harsh warning against rejecting him as a chief cornerstone. Everyone who falls on the stone will be broken to pieces. When it falls on anyone, it will crush them. Those that do not believe have no excuse. They are crushing themselves. The promised one has come bringing full and free salvation, and they rejected him. We see this today when people either reject the gospel message that is brought to them or walk away from the faith later in life. It's a sad, tragic reality. But for those who did receive the cornerstone, they too, like Simeon, may depart in peace. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. In our liturgy, this is called the Nunc Dimittis from the first words in Latin, which when rendered into the English reads, "Now let." We sing this after receiving the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the sacrament in the altar, the foretaste of the feast to come. The favor of God was upon him and is now on us, and we depart and peace. You may have already heard these words of the Nunc Dimittis being proclaimed to your own loved ones that have fallen asleep in the faith. When able, pastors often use these precious words of this canticle in the commendation of the dying. We use these words of the canticle as those who die in the Lord are going to the great wedding banquet in heaven above. These brother and sister servants of the Lord are indeed departing in peace as the favor of God that was upon Jesus Christ and his all-atoning sacrifice is now on them and all who believe. They do not tremble in fear. They depart this world for the glorious eternal banquet prepared for them in heaven above. So, our Christmas joy on this fourth day of the 12 days of Christmas is found in this fact. The joy that we have in this season of the arrival of the babe of Bethlehem is not in an ordinary birth, but it is the birth of our Savior. We know that our joy will have no end in heaven above. So as we depart in peace, let our gladness have no end. For to earth did Christ descend. On this day God gave us Christ his Son to save us. Also included in Simeon's Nunc Dimittis is this profound line, a light for revelation to the Gentiles. We must remember, the promise to Abraham was for the Jews. Let's revisit Genesis chapter 12, God's covenant with Abraham. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. The Jewish nation became a great nation. Those that blessed Abraham's family were blessed, receiving God's favor. However, we can see that they weren't big on the missionary expansion of this promise. They largely kept it to themselves. The new covenant from Jesus Christ is for everyone. The promise of Yahweh to Abraham, "In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed," is completed in the works of Jesus Christ. This work began in submission to the law and being circumcised and being presented to the temple in today's gospel reading. And at the conclusion of Matthew's gospel account, we see how our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ expanded the covenant to all the peoples. "Go, therefore, make disciples of all the nations." The Messiah for the whole world is presented in the temple in today's gospel reading. And these blessings earned by this child are given freely to you. Listen again from today's epistle reading. "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God." Jesus submitted to the law, was circumcised on the eighth day. He was presented to the temple. As Mary and Joseph were not rich, they used a lower cost sacrifice. They couldn't afford a lamb. Although we know, looking back with our Easter eyes, they didn't need to buy a lamb because they were carrying the very Lamb of God in their arms. And in today's epistle reading, Paul writes that we are no longer slaves, but a son. And if a son, an heir through God. You cannot purchase your own adoption or freedom from slavery without some outside help. Through Christ, we are adopted as sons of God the Father. We are counted as Christ's brothers and sisters. We are now heirs in the eyes of Almighty God. But what does it mean to be an heir to God? It means we get to share in his possessions and receive what he gives to us freely. God is eternal, and we receive the eternal blessings of life eternal as promised to us from Jesus Christ. St. Paul captures this point in Romans chapter 6. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. So as heirs of God, we share in eternal life. Indeed, let your servants depart in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. The true Son of God and Son of Man, Jesus Christ, submitted to his heavenly Father's will from the beginning. He will complete his mission to save you by paying for all of our sins on the cross some 33 years later. By submitting to the Father's will and saving us, this baby is the sole source for our true Christmas joy, as the favor of God is upon us here and now. And as we depart in peace this day, having been refreshed through the forgiveness found in the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we truly depart in peace, as his word has been fulfilled. We remember all that have gone on before us in the faith and all that will go on after us. We rejoice in the fact that the favor of God that was on Jesus is now on us through the blessings of baptism, as we just saw this morning. We also mark the terrible day of the slaughter of the holy innocents and remember all who suffer persecution and martyrdom for the faith today. We do know that those who die for the faith rejoice with Simeon and all the redeemed who attend the heavenly banquet above. We further rejoice in knowing that our salvation is guaranteed through the all-atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that when we leave here today, and when our time comes to depart from this earthly life to life eternal, in never-ending blessedness with the Lord, we too may truly depart in peace, for his word has been fulfilled. So let our gladness have no end, for to earth did Christ descend. On this day God gave us Christ his Son to save us. Christ his Son to save us. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts in Christ Jesus. Amen.